Hello, gentle viewers, it's George from Ireland here, so welcome back to my channel once again. And commenting on the announcement for just 5 days ago from Melbourne, Australia, that Melbourne and the state of Victoria were refusing to host the 2026 Commonwealth Games. They applied for this several years ago, they won their bid, that was it, they promised to do it. And of course, it's a bitter blow to many people, to hundreds of millions of people around the globe, that they will not be doing so. And these games might not actually take place in 2026 at all, because the premier of Victoria, as a group of their prime minister, Daniel Andrews, he said just over a year ago that, yes, Melbourne was definitely going to host the games, and it would be a series of games like no other. So you may know that Australia is divided in a number of states: Western Australia, South Australia, Victoria, New South Wales, Tasmania, Queensland. That's it. On top of that, there's the Australian Capital Territory, Canberra. There's the Northern Territory, and there's the various islands. Oh, Tasmania as a state, I forgot to say. But anyway, because of financial constraints, they say that they're just not going to host them. Now, this could spell doom for the Commonwealth Games in future, which is terrible. Now, Australia was always a very enthusiastic host of the Commonwealth Games. Australia is a sporting superpower. It's got its own sports institute to study everything, to maximise your chance of winning, what's exactly the right angle to strike a ball, precisely the right pose to be in before the gun goes off for the 100 metres, everything, to give you every minute advantage, and that will add up to victory. That's the difference in winning and losing, between getting a gold medal and not, between lifting the World Cup and not. And that's why Australia, with only 23 million people, really punches above its weight in cricket, in rugby, in football, goodness knows, various other sports. So they tend to be very outdoorsy types because it's got a good climate. Most Australians live quite close to the coast. The population is very much concentrated towards the east of the country, particularly the southeast of the country, where it's warm but rarely that hot. And it's just idyllic to be taking exercise outside all the time. And that's yet another reason why the young country, as it likes to call itself, is so often triumphant in various sports. And obviously got its own sport, Australian rules. Aussie rules obviously developed from Gaelic football, which came from Ireland. So anyway, the Commonwealth Games Federation had given the games to Melbourne way back in 2019. So they were having 7 years to get ready for it, but their cost overruns. So remember, it's awarded to the city, Melbourne, rather than to the state. But obviously Melbourne is the capital of the state of Victoria, and the state of Victoria was also helping the city authorities bear the cost. But Daniel Andrews, pulled out. And the event, they thought initially, was going to be a financial fillip to the city and to the state, worth 2.6 billion Australian dollars. It's a 12-day tournament, but the cost of hosting is now risen to about $6 billion, well eclipsing any financial gain which is supposed to accrue from it. So as Mr. Andrews said, that, you know, as premier of that state, his son has had to make agonizing decisions. However, this was a very easy decision. It's just too expensive. And the Commonwealth Games Federation had a very unpleasant surprise when the state of Victoria reneged on its solemnly given undertakings. And then the Australian chapter of the Commonwealth Games Federation, which is Commonwealth Games Australia, said they wonder whether the state governments could do something. It's really not going to be that expensive. All other Australian states have ruled themselves out. And of course, a city can't host it without the state being supportive. Remember, there was the Birmingham Commonwealth Games held in the United Kingdom last year. Birmingham, the second biggest city in the United Kingdom, but rather unknown for the rest of the world, despite its size. And the city of Birmingham was having trouble funding this. The United Kingdom government intervened and gave them an additional £1 billion. And that actually had the highest attendance of any Commonwealth Games ever. So you might say the idea that Commonwealth interest in Commonwealth Games is dipping is bogus for the birds. Bear in mind, that was during coronavirus, when travel was more restricted. Yet still, the Commonwealth Games went ahead and was a rip-roaring success. So no one else in Australia is going to host it. Who else is going to host it? Because Melbourne is actually the biggest city in Australia, having very recently eclipsed Sydney, which was previously the biggest one. And the Gold Coast, which is in Queensland, they held it in 2018. So Now, the United Kingdom or Australia have held it every time for the last 20 years. It had been in Glasgow not so long ago. It's been, I just can't think. Well, there was Manchester way back in, was it 1998? So the only other place in the last 20 years to host it was Delhi in 2010. But that in India, it cost 16 times the original estimate, £4.1 billion. But, India is such a gigantic country. There are many other cities could host it. In fact, Delhi is probably a bad choice because it's just so crowded. The traffic is just so bad. Having a relatively small city in India, I mean, 10 million people would be a small city by Indian standards. And they could easily build a stadium. They could easily fill the stadium again and again. Because if you're a small country, you build like an 80,000 seater stadium. Trouble is, you probably never fill it again. So it might be very wasteful, this stranded asset. And the notion that there's some sort of legacy, some sort of financial boon accruing to you in the longer term, that is very hotly contested. And because it's so contentious, not many world countries are willing to step forward to do it. Canada's hosted a number of times. The very first edition of the games, of the British Empire games, there were then was in Hamilton, Australia, Hamilton, Canada, in 1930. So within the United Kingdom, Cardiff, Glasgow, Edinburgh, Manchester, Birmingham, and London have all hosted it. Northern Ireland's never hosted it. It should be in Belfast sometime. But the major Commonwealth countries, the wealthy ones, have all done it. Australia, New Zealand, Canada. The United Kingdom, which is obviously is four separate countries for Commonwealth purposes, three of the four have done it. Northern Ireland is the smallest, of course. And where does that leave? Because some of these countries are not terribly safe, and people wouldn't go to Pakistan, or Sri Lanka is not terribly safe, having trouble with electricity. Bangladesh is not very wealthy and is got often severe cyclones, is very overcrowded, and I just can't. Somewhere like Cyprus or Malta, yes, they're quite rich, but they're far too small. So who else could host it? I'm just trying to think. South Africa, possibly, but they were going to host it in Durban, but they pulled out because it was unaffordable. And the Commonwealth African countries are usually just not wealthy enough and often don't have the infrastructure to support such a big thing. Malaysia, again, would be a possibility. They're a lot wealthier than the first time they hosted it. I thought about Singapore, but they just don't have the space. It's such a crowded island. So there's a serious danger this won't happen at all. And the United Kingdom has recently hosted it, and there's such severe financial constraints, so many spending cuts. His Britannic Majesty's government cannot be seen to be shelling out on a completely unnecessary series of games. And Australia, one of the wealthiest countries in the games in the world, if they can't afford to host the games, who can afford to host the games? I thought Canada's an obvious answer. A country of over 30 million people, one of the wealthiest countries in the world, has got several major cities like Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto. They've hosted the Summer Olympics. They've hosted the Winter Olympics. They could easily host this. They've already got the infrastructure already. Yeah, I thought about New Zealand, quite a small country. Okay, they had the Auckland Commonwealth Games, and when was it? Way back in about 1990 or something. That's a possibility. Yeah, they're quite a rich country. Maybe that Christopher Hipkins or whatever, does he want to host it? And the Commonwealth Games, are they going to end altogether? But we will be out of this financial difficulty soon. Inflation is slowing down. The Ukraine war will come to an end. We're transitioning to green energy anyway. But I really hope it happens. And it's bitterly disappointing. You've got to factor in possible economic downturns when you bid. And very few countries bid these days. Right. Thank you. Toodaloo. Bye.